There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
A life force within your soul. Seek that life. There is a gem in the mountain of your body. Seek that mine, O traveler. If you are in search of that, don't look outside. Look inside yourself and seek that. There is a life force within your soul. Seek that life. There is a gem in the mountain of your body. Seek that mine, O traveler. If you are in search of that, don't look outside. Look inside yourself and seek that. That's the famous quote by Rumi. He's talking of hidden gem in the mountain of body. He's talking of hidden life force, which is within. All the search that was carried out in the external world ultimately proved futile, an utter wastage of time. There is only one treasure to seek, and that treasure is within. The greatest treasure, the ultimate treasure, the divine wealth, then. And the process to seek this treasure is called sadhana. Go and seek the treasure which is within you. The outward, the external journeys are tedious, tiring, exhausting, leading to nowhere. The process to go within is called sadhana. This is a very celebrated word in the spiritual literature of Hinduism, Jainism as well as Buddhism. They describe various types of sadhanas, and sadhanas are carried out either to attain mukti, liberation, moksha, or divine love, or some siddhi, or some external thing, some worldly thing. Sadhana is a set of disciplines. Sadhana is a method to achieve that goal. But they say that the real sadhana is not about doing something in a very special manner. Everything should turn into a sadhana. You speak, you eat, you drink, you sleep, you walk, you sit, you move. Everything should become the part of sadhana. Everything should be used as a tool for the blooming of well-being, for the maturation of personality. Sadhana is to extinguish the fire that has broken out within. Sadhana is a sort of fire brigade, and sadhak is the firefighter. He goes within and puts off the fire which is within. The fire is intense, the fire of passion, the fire of vices. Sadhana is to calm down. Sadhana is to extinguish that fire which heats up the system, which excites the body, which disturbs the mind, and because of which the intellect wanders. Sadhana is to bring the wandering mind back to destination, back to one point. Sadhana is home returning journey. The traveler is lost, the voyager is wandering. Sadhana is the repair. The house has become dilapidated. It's in ruins. Sadhana is the reconstruction. Yesterday's Murli, Baba has used that word, sadhana. Powerful remembrance is sadhana. Sadhana doesn't or should not depend on sadhan. It should not depend on anything which is external, anything which is outside. The things, the objects, they cannot become the support or foundation of sadhana. Sadhana is independent. Sadhana doesn't count on anything. It doesn't back on any external thing. The paraphernalia of the world, the facilities of the world, the things, the objects, the persons, the wealth, nothing. Sadhana is supportless, niradhar. Sadhana means your body, your mind, your intellect, and your heart. All four things are meant to get situated in the father-like stage. The body, the mind, the intellect, and the heart. It's not about sitting at one place and doing yoga. Sadhana is yoga in action. It is not the state of doing something. It is the state of being something. Sadhana is mobile meditation. The mind, the intellect, the heart, and body. Everything is moving. It's so rhythmic. The moment is in sync with your being. There is no dissynchrony. There is perfect harmony, a perfect match. Sadhana is the story of love affair of soul with God. It is the divine orchestra. Every note counts. Every heartbeat, every pulse is producing a beauty, a melody, a divine song. Sadhana is the dance where every action is the step of the dance. So Baba said, your body, your mind, your intellect, your heart, everything is in sync with each other. It is not that heart is going somewhere and body is going somewhere, and mind is going somewhere and intellect is pulling you somewhere. They all are in tandem with each other. This is sadhana. Sadhana is about yad. It's about remembrance, and it is not about aradhana. It is not about begging. It is not about bhakti. It is not about asking. It is not about beseeching. It's not about supplications and prayers. It's not about pleading. It's about leading the soul towards the kingdom of God. Mind is always planning and plotting. It's so calculating and shrewd. It plans. It imagines. It weaves a story. Mind is the name of series of imaginations. It prays. And the answer that comes is also the imagination. It is not coming from anywhere. It thinks, it prays, it commits sin, again it asks for pardon, and the one who pardons is also the mind. The game of sin, the game of pardon, The game of apologies, everything is in the mind. To break this vicious cycle is the goal of sadhana. There was a man who got drunk and he was standing, and a religious leader comes there with his horse, ties the horse to a wooden bamboo which is there, and he goes inside the inn, the restaurant. So this man is sitting or standing there, he is drunk, and the horse is there, and the horse is very beautiful, white. And another person comes and he asks this man, is this horse yours? So this man is drunk. He says, yes, it's mine. So the newcomer asks, what is the cost of this horse? I want to buy. The man who is drunk comes to his senses in some manner and says, yes, it is mine and it is very costly. 2,000 rupees. The horse was costing no less, just 500 or less. So the man says, it is 2,000 rupees. If you want to buy, not a single penny less. So the customer agrees and he says, take this 2,000 rupees and give me the horse. I want it. And he takes away the horse. Now the owner of the horse comes. So this man, he doesn't understand what to do and where to run and where to escape. So what he does, he just stands on his fore. He becomes like a horse and takes some grass and keeps on his mouth, in his mouth. The religious leader who comes and says, what has happened? Where is my horse? So this man says, I am your horse. The religious man says, what? He says, yes, I served you for 20 years because of some sin. Today the quota of the sin is over, the punishment, and I have again turned into man. Because of the sin that I had turned into a horse, and now again I have become man. The owner doesn't understand what to say. But then he also understands that I also have committed a lot of sins. But then he comes to the practical question, but how will I go now? So this man says, go to the, in the market, you will find some other horse. So this man, the owner of the horse, goes. And in the market, he sees his own horse there. So he goes near that horse and whispers into the ears, so soon again? Again you have committed sin? And that too so soon? So mind is creating stories, one story after another. It is always plotting and plotting, and it doesn't know what it is doing. Always confused, always in the stage of indecision, always tired, sometimes bored, sometimes fighting with obstacles. But everything is happening in the mind. The whole game is the game of the mind. There is nothing outside which is interfering. Sometimes we are sad, sometimes we are happy. Sadness, happiness. Everything is within. Sadhana is to break the old patterns of the mind. To break the old patterns, the old conditionings, the old habits, the old addictions. It is about deprogramming and reprogramming. Sadhana is the process of deprogramming. Destroy the old programs. It is the process of reprogramming. Create a new program. Create a new habit. All that is unhealthy, all that is bad, all that is negative, all that is waste, all that is vicious, all that is dirty, all that is filthy, all that is odorous, all that is unwanted. To remove the unwanted from within the soul is the process of sadhana. Sadhana is to fill the inner spiritual poverty with spiritual richness. The spirit has become poor, a beggar. Sadhana is the process of destruction of the poverty and building a rich empire of spirituality, where the soul would be the sole monarch, where the soul would be the soul monarch, the master. So that is sadhana. And we are sadhaks. The one who does this sadhana, serious sadhana. Om Shanti.